Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu ve nesalli ila Resulü'l Kerim. Amma. Alhamdulillah. Tonight is the 22nd of July in the year 2020. Alhamdulillah. We moved on to the sixth night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of our beloved mother, Sayyidah Maymuna radiyallahu anha. And I'm mentioning the various blessed reports in which her blessed chamber is mentioned, showing what virtue lied in store for this most noble one. And I've reached a point where I've mentioned that the Treaty of Hudaybiyah has been broken, and the Banu Bakr, who were on the side of the unbelieving Quraysh, they attacked and killed some of the Khuza'a, who were on the side of the believers in the Haram. So in continuation, in Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Hisham in his Seerah, page 548 of the English translation, Hafiz Waqidi rahmatullah alayh in his Al-Maghazi 1-803, it mentions, a man from the Khuza'a called Amr ibn Salim, he left for Al-Madinah to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He thereupon stood near him whilst he was sitting amongst the people in the masjid, and loudly recited some poetic verses in which he reminded him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the alliance between the Muslims and the Khuza'a. Upon which Rasulullah responded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will receive our help, O Amr ibn Salim. Then a cloud from the sky appeared to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon which he said, this cloud is the commencement of support to Banu Qa'ab. So let's look at this. So obviously, a man from the Khuza'a came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because their men had been killed. And the report mentions here that he put his plea across in a poetic manner. And he's very, very rhythmic the way he put his plea across. Unfortunately, we're not Arabs. So he didn't just say, we need your help, the treaty's been broken. If you actually listen to what he says, very poetic. So he's building the emotions of the Muslims as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after listening to his eloquent plea, he goes, you will receive our help, O Amr. But then what does the report say? A cloud from the sky appeared to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, this cloud is the commencement of support to Banu Qa'ab. So there was something about a cloud, and he goes, that's the first sign that help is on the way for you. Indeed, as always, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been divinely alerted to these turn of events. This is where Maymuna's name comes, radiyallahu anha. Our beloved mother Sayyidah Maymuna, a few days earlier than this incident, she relates in Tabarani in his Saghir 2-167, Tabarani in his Kabir 23-433, Al-Isaba 4-63. Rasulullah awoke one night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to perform wudu. And he suddenly said three times, Labbaik, 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 I am given help. I thereupon asked, you seem to be conversing with someone, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is there someone with you? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, remember the man who talked in poetry about the misfortune that befell the sons of Qa'ab. He is saying that when Bakr ibn Wail attacked them, the Quraysh also helped them, and he thus wants help from me. So let's look at this. This incident took place before. So I've given you the basic building blocks to what's happened. So the man finally comes. We need your help, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of our men have been killed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, help is arriving. A few days before this incident, this narration is taking place. In whose chamber is Rasulullah? In Maymunah, radiyallahu anha. And what did he say? He did wudu. So the Lord is, he goes, Labbaik. Meaning, I'm at your service. I am giving help. So Maymuna radiyallahu anha, she can't see anybody who the Prophet is talking to. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She doesn't know what the Prophet meant. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She goes, are you talking with somebody? And she wanted clarification. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, look how strange. Remember the man who talked in poetry. But that's going to happen in a few days' time. So Maymuna is listening and thinking, probably thinking, what man? Remember the man who talked in poetry about the misfortune that befell the sons of Ka'b. He is saying that Bakr ibn Awail attacked them, the Quraysh helped them, he wants help from me. Sayyidah Maymuna was baffled, absolutely baffled by what the Prophet just told her. And Allahu Akbar only understood when just a few short days later Amr ibn Salim arrived in Al-Madinah. Subhanallah, why was she given that honor? Because she was beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala actually unfolded Qadr in her chamber. Before all these things were happening, the Prophet was saying, oh, I'm already going to help. I'm ready. So she's baffled by it. And then imagine when that man finally comes, it's the same man. He does his poetic, eloquent plea. And what did the Prophet say? Remember the man who talked in poetry. If he didn't talk in poetry, he's not Rasulullah. Then he said about the misfortune because of the sons, what befell the sons of Ka'b, the Bakr ibn Awail attacked them, the Quraysh helped them. He wants help from me. So Maymuna was given this honor. So who was the one who knew first that the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was broken? Maymuna. Think about that. You know, you won't even think it's going to be one of our mothers. You probably think it's going to be one of the generals or one of the close advisors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But to be fair, she probably didn't understand until the event actually played out. Question, how did the Prophet know this? It's not like, you know, there's going to be a plague, the wind's going to blow, right? Very precise statements he's making, mentioning a man by name, mentioning his plea, mentioning how he's putting forward his plea, mentioning the Quraysh has got involved, and then saying, I'm ready. Subhanallah, such was just a glimpse into the endless blessings which were now descending into the sacred chamber of our dear and beloved mother, Sayyidah Maymuna, radiyallahu anha. Think about that. So the last three sessions or so, I was taking glimpses of what was happening in that chamber. Not forgetting, she was the last of the mothers. You'd expect the last of the mothers of the believers to have probably the least honor. And yeah, if you go through her life, you're thinking, was she one of the early ones? She was the last mother, but Allah still blessed her beyond measure. So now let's take a glimpse into her personal piety. Let's look at some of the worship that she was renowned for. So first of all, somebody praised Maymuna's piety. Who praised her piety? Sayyidah Aisha. So Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said, as for Maymuna radiallahu anha, she was the most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the most charitable of us towards the kin, or the best of us in maintaining ties of kinship. Subhanallah. As for Maymuna, she was the most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the most charitable of us towards kin, or the best of us in maintaining ties of kinship. Where is this recorded? Hakim in his Mustadrak 4-32 states Sahih to the criteria of Muslim. Zahabi in his Al-Talkhis 3-32 stated Sahih. Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat volume 8 page 98 of the English translation in the chapter on the Holy Prophet's wives sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Isaba 4-413 with a Sahih chain of transmission. Now think about this. If somebody praises another, the praise only carries weight depending who praised. So if Shaitan praises somebody, doesn't mean nothing, brother. In fact, you're probably lying. If a decent person praises somebody, carries a bit more weight. If a person who never lies praises somebody, it's true. Unless he's mistaken. So what do we know about Sayyidah Aisha? If you don't know who Aisha is, go and join your brothers in Iran, right? So, say that Aisha, she's probably the most famous after Khadija, radiallahu anha, of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her the most, after Khadija, radiallahu anha. So, don't forget, Maymuna's arrival. The wives had a competition. They were competing for their love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So not only is she competing, she's praising the one she's competing. So you got to put that into the mix as well. So what two things did she say about Maymuna? She's the most God-fearing. So was our mother exaggerating? So think about that. The most God-fearing. Secondly, she is the most generous towards the family. You got to know what Hazrat Aisha was like in terms of generosity. So she goes, no, she was the most generous, especially with family. So now what? That's the answer. So how did she praise, or why did she praise her sister like this? Maymuna radiallahu anha's generosity was so immense that she would take out loans just to give to others. So imagine somebody goes to you, oh brother, after Corona, astaghfirullah brother, you got a mortgage? No. Where did you get the loan from? Bank? No, brother, I got it from a brother. And there's no interest. Right? And he goes, okay. Next question. Why have you taken the loan? Which person would say this? Very, very serious matter. I had no choice. I had to take the loan. Oof, brother, what was it? Because somebody was asking me for something I had to give him. You probably ask him, what did you say? You took a loan, because somebody asked you for money, which you didn't have, and you took a loan to give it to them. What would you call that person? You think, you need the money. You know, why are you taking a loan? So where's the proof? In Nasa'i, number 4690, Hassan, Ibn Majah, number 2408, Ahmad in his Musnad, 2-332, Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, number 1157, Fath al-Bari, 5-54, Targhim, number 1526. Imran ibn Hudhaifa, rahmatullah alayhi, relates, Sayyidah Maymuna radiyallahu anha used to take out loans frequently. Some of her family thus criticized and denounced her for this. Some of her family thus criticized and renounced her. So that was out of love. They weren't, saying it, what's she doing? But out of love they were saying that. She would reply, I will never stop taking loans. Never. Why? For I have heard my Khalili was Safi. I've left it in Arabic. I have heard my Khalili was Safi, my intimate and beloved, say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no one who takes out a loan, i.e. for a good or most urgent lawful cause, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he intends to pay it back. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay it back for him in this world. Subhanallah. So let's look at this. So look at the way she's describing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She didn't say, my husband said this. Or, she used very choice words. My Khalili, Khalil is what Allah ta'ala called Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The intimate friend. My Khalili, Safi, my beloved. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? If you take a loan and you're taking it for a perfectly good reason, urgent reason, Allah Ta'ala will pay it back for you in this world. That's pure iman. So let me put it bluntly. If somebody says, brother, I need £10,000 and you're broke, if you're a Muslim and you've got a very high iman, don't worry, brother. Give me a few days, I'll arrange it. You go and take a loan now from another brother. Allah Ta'ala will pay it back, though you're broke. That's what Maymuna said from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there's another wording. In Nasa'i number 4691, Hassan, Ubaydullah ibn Abdullah ibn Utbah, he said, rahmatullah alayhi, Sayyidah Maymuna, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took a loan. And it was said to her, O mother of the believers, why have you taken a loan when you do not have the means to pay it off? She replied, I have heard Rasulullah say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever takes a loan intending to pay it back, Allah the Almighty and Sublime will help him. In other words, your concern isn't the money. That's what the Prophet was telling you. That's what. But the problem is, our iman's weak. If somebody goes, brother, I need, even if it's a small amount, we start getting choked up. Brother, I need £1,000. Brother, I'd love to give it you, but I've only got £300. That's normal reaction. Nothing wrong with that. You're not sinful. Which person would say, Allahu Akbar, 100%, I'm going to help you. Then you're thinking, but why are you so happy? Because Allah Ta'ala is going to pay you back. He's not going to break His word. Now what's the secret? The secret here is, you will never taste this until you've done it. This is a deed that very few people do. So when you're hearing, you'll hear it again. Have you ever done it? No, then you'll never understand it. You have to experience it. But there's another secret. In Imam Ahmad's Musnad Tabarani, Targheeb number 1525, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then a God from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cease to be with him. Allah Ta'ala sends a God to be with you. You've got a security God that Allah Ta'ala sent to guard you because you've done something beautiful in His sight. In another report, in Tabarani and Targheeb number 1525, there is for him a help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala creates for him a means to provision. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said two things. Allah ta'ala is going to send you a security guard to look after you. And He's going to open up an avenue of rizq also for you. Forget about your loan. He's going to open up an avenue now of rizq. Similarly, in another report, to finish, in Ibn Majah, number 2409 is Hassan. Hakim in his Mustadrak, 2-33, Sahih. Zahabi, Sahih. Fath al-Bari, 5-54, Hassan. Abdullah ibn Ja'far, radiyallahu anhu, he relates that our beloved Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qana Allahu ma'adda ini hatta yaqdiya dayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with the borrower until he pays off his debt. Ma lam yakun fi ma yakrahu Allah. Just as long as the loan is not for something which Allah Ta'ala detests. Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiyallahu anhu just used to say to his storekeeper, go and take a loan out for me. For I would hate to spend a single night without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being with me after I have heard this from Rasulullah. Think about that. Because I don't want a single night where you're not given a loan on my behalf. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala is with the one who does this. Think about it. If somebody goes, Allah Ta'ala is with you. That's it, brother. Khalas. I'm sorted. How do I get the divine help? By taking a loan, giving it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abdullah ibn Ja'far would say, I don't want to spend a single night without Allah Ta'ala being with me. So what does that tell you about the iman of the sahab? Right, they had 100% yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're weak. We start doubting, you know, it might not happen. It won't happen because your iman's weak. And who falls into that elite category? Our beloved mother. And what did Aisha radiallahu anha say? She was the most generous. Why? Because she was a phenomenon. But she goes, that's something else. What Maymuna was doing radiallahu anha. So note, her status is immense. And if you go through her life, you know, with scrutiny, you will see the greatness of Sayyidah Maymuna radiyallahu anha. Subhanallah. But only the best for the best, obviously. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah Allahumma bihamdika, ashwallahi ilahi illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka wa atubillahi min shaitanir rajim. Subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal asr inna lillahi fi khusril ladina amanu wa amilus salihat wa wasbihaq 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 wa